Here's a conversation that I am really sad to have to have, but I'm so grateful that he's availed himself so quickly. You would have been hearing in the news reports this morning that our electric grid is under a great deal of pressure. And of course, as we head into the mother of all storms and freezing cold weather, that means it's going to be pretty tough ahead. We've got Skhonathi Mantshantsha, the spokesperson for Eskom, on the line, ready to give us some perspective on the probability of load shedding. Good morning, Skhonathi. How are you doing? Welcome back.
Good morning, Rosita. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm so glad to know. You've got a very easy job, hey? Jokes. you know, now just tell us a little bit in the mother of all storms, what is the probability or likelihood of getting load shedding in the next couple of days?
Refilwe, the system, generation system, is quite constrained. Due to the cold front hitting the country, and which has then put pressure on our generation units, and some of them have broken down. So there is a high probability of load shedding during the evening between 5 and 9, starting today.
Okay. And when you say, all right, so let's get the Eskom push out. So when you say there have been some systems that have been broken down, is that unplanned breakdowns?
That's correct, Rafiga. Okay. These machines, as we keep reminding the people of South Africa, are quite unreliable, and they are therefore prone to breakdowns when they have to be run hard. That has happened. We've had quite a few breakdowns as we have been updating the country in the past few days.
And would that be also due to the increased pressure as more and more businesses go back to operation?
Yes, I would say there will be a lot more pressure when more businesses go back. At this point, though, the profile has been rather steady until this cold front. So we are seeing the high demand due to the cold front, and we have therefore had to use all available resources, including burning diesel, to generate electricity. That may not be enough in the next few days, starting today.
And it's obviously massively much more costly to burn diesel.
Yes, it is, but we have no option at times to avoid load shedding. We have to burn diesel. What I am saying at this point, Rosilo, is that even that may not be enough to avoid load shedding.
Correct.
Starting this evening.
And all right, so 5 to 9 p.m. is likely. And what level of load shedding would you expect?
At this point, if we have to, it might be stage one.
Stage one. All right. Thank you very much for letting us know. I'm sure someone might be touching base with you a little bit later in the day from the station just to get an update. But thank you so much, Skhonathi.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.